Joined once again by head coach Warren Russ here, the Hurricanes victorious at home, getting their first home win of the season, a 5-1 decision over LaGrange College, non-conference action. Coach, congratulations on the W.
Thank you. On a soggy pitch
this afternoon. Again, 5-1 was the final. Coach, opening comments and thoughts on this afternoon's matchup.
Well, you know, we were a bit shorthanded. We were sitting without three starters, regular starters, including our goalkeeper. I thought, you know, everybody stepped up and played well today, you know, to pick up the slack. So that was good from a team perspective. You know, overall, I thought it was a good performance. You know, we've had some good performances and not gotten anything from them. And it was nice for the boys to have a good result today and score some goals and, you know, all around have a nice afternoon. So we're very happy with it.
Yeah, always nice to get the win. Of course, get in front of the home crowd. Thinner than usual due to the inclement weather, but nonetheless, a nice win for the guys and well-deserved. A hard-working crew that deserved the W here this afternoon. And what do you take away from the match today? I mean, what could you say, you know, some areas that you saw some improvements that, you know, in addition to the general oomph that it might just give the team morale heading into the rest of the conference season, you know, what other good can you pinpoint out of the match this afternoon?
Well, we scored goals today, which is something we've had a problem with. So, you know, plain and simple, just putting some balls into the back of the net, you know, is good for us. You know, we could have had maybe more, but, you know, anytime you get five goals, you obviously are very happy. I thought defensively, for the most part, we did well. We shut them down for the most part. You know, we started with Kevin Hewitt, one of our defenders, in goal today. So, you know, we needed to protect him a little bit. You know, he's come on and done very well for us today in the goal, as he did last week in relief for David. You know, we did a good job protecting our goal and making things difficult for the opposition. And then when we did get the ball, you know, we again made things difficult for the opposition. So that was good.
Great. Yeah, the Canes definitely spreading the wealth around a little bit today. Will Phillips, Casey Bernard, Ross Sellers, Taylor Jennings all scoring. I'll throw in an own goal by LaGrange, and that rounded out the GSW scoring. So now you look at the whole season, and we have three guys leading the team with a couple goals apiece. So the goals have been, when they have come, they've been spread out throughout the roster, and I guess take that as a good, a bad, or an ugly, that there's probably some positives that could be pulled out of that as well.
Well, they can certainly come from anywhere. Let's just say that.
There you go. Coach, thanks. Congrats on the W. I hope it bodes well and rolls into the next batch of conference matches, all of which are on the road. Canes on the road for three consecutive Peach Belt Conference affairs starting this Saturday at UNC Pembroke. GSW not at home again until Wednesday. Wednesday, October 21st. So a couple weeks on the road. Canes are back. There's really only three home matches remaining, the two Wednesdays and a Saturday match on Halloween to wrap everything up. So if those that haven't had a chance to come out and watch and support their Hurricanes, encouraged to do so. The match on the 21st against Clayton State is also our second annual Couch Potato Challenge, so consider this a challenge to all you out there. Bring your couch, your recliner, your lazy boy, whatever you can do. Get creative. A nice $100 prize from Pat's Place going out to the winning couch potato. So with that being said, Coach, good luck on the road trip. Maybe we'll speak with you again along the way. And if nothing else, catch up with you on the 21st.
Great. Thanks, Keith.